T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Joining us as they normally do on Fridays, but here on a very special Football Wednesday.
Well, the Holiday Squad.
Our good friends from the Sports Bar 95.7 ESPN, Jim Battaglia, Mike Danger. What's going on, gentlemen?
Happy Thanksgiving.
All right. All right. First of all, before we get into the football stuff, there has been a massive argument happening in the break, and it all came off of, because Tommy, you were talking about how Thanksgiving, this is your take, and I believe in this take, Thanksgiving is every mom's Super Bowl.
Yes.
However, we discovered, and we knew this, Danger does all of the Thanksgiving cooking, prepping in his house.
Yeah, I've been prepping since Sunday. It's on.
Wait.
You see the fire in my eyes? I'm ready. I've got the Rocky theme playing in my kitchen while I'm cooking. It's a marathon, dude.
But what are you starting on Sunday that I wouldn't eat till Thursday?
No, he raises like a the turkey.
Brine and the stock and all the stuff that you make for the gravy.
Yeah, you are the biggest holiday douche ever. Now I know why he cuts his hair like that.
Bro, like, he even said it like a douche, though. Because we're like, you do all this stuff. He goes, yeah. And he looks us dead in the face with a serious face. He goes, I love it.
Fired up for
it. When's the last time you heard brine?
Lacrosse?
Do you know what brine is?
It's salty water, right?
Yeah.
Is that brine? Did I nail that?
Yeah, I made like a little bit of a brine with more stuff in it. Boiled it up on Sunday.
Extra stuff in my brine.
And you know what's good about Danger? He never brings it up, right?
No, like, no,
you just
no.
Tell you, what's brine? Well, here's the way I do it. Here's the way I do my brine.
You did the Italian figures with that, too. If I converted, am I full-blown Italian?
Bro, I know your family.
Hey, I do the brine. I put a little Italian oregano. I put a little seasoning in it. You know, I don't just do the sugar and the water. Get out of here with that.
All right, so Gino, I mean, you're co-hosting with Danger every day on the Sports Bar, 95.7 ESPN. So he's doing everything. Yeah. What are you preparing for Thanksgiving?
Nothing. Nothing. I just
what
go
time?
To my brothers
what
eat.
Time does your wife put your head in the oven? Because you got to let it set before you carve it, right?
So you don't prepare anything. You do nothing. You sit back and enjoy.
No, I just perfect holiday, Pat. That's the way to do it.
Fantastic. All right. Well, we have our holiday themed gentlemen in two different holiday approaches,
yes.
And we'll see what approach the Bills take tomorrow night because Gino. Not a fun game to watch on Sunday, and more alarms than just losing to the Colts. The way they lost to the Colts has Bills fans jumping off this bandwagon right now.
No, I mean, nobody cares when I'm right, Pat, but we said this last week. This team's a little flawed, but they get Edmonds back, okay, and they're facing a team that really doesn't have a quarterback, and their two top running backs are down.
So. Okay, now, by the way, to let you know, I brought this up Monday that you were right. I defended you because he started popping off because he had the golden sombrero last week. He went 0-for-5 on all his picks.
Nah.
Danger. What was that noise?
I don't know.
God.
Came out of his little rectum mouth.
What?
Dange, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the most alarmed, based on last week's performance, how alarmed are you about this Bills team?
6.
Okay. Ooh, it's high.
It's less than 7.
Well, yeah. Hold on. Yes, you're right.
All right, so you're not looking at this as a complete collapse. Are you looking at it as a speed bump? How are you looking at what the Bills are doing?
I think that they're just inconsistent, like historically inconsistent. There's never been a team as inconsistent as this Buffalo Bills team where one week they look like they could be the best team in the league, and the next week they look like they could be the absolute worst. And if the word is true and what people are saying and what teams are saying is that the Bills are soft, well, that's something you can correct. That's just a mental thing. That's a mindset. That's a physicality that they can play with. That they haven't played with in a couple of these bad losses.
All right. That being said, Tommy made his Wednesday primetime picks this morning. Let's get our first prediction from a Tommy Tells It Like It Is on a primetime Wednesday here in the break room on CMF. Over under 150 yards rushing allowed by the Bills defense tomorrow night.
That's a lot of yards rushing. And they don't even have their two guys.
Well, they didn't practice this week.
All right. Because they're banged up.
Yes, they are banged up.
Are they good? They want to ready to go?
Oh, yeah. Okay, Alvin Kamara is arguably one of the best backs in the league.
So he could possibly be on the field.
He could be. We don't know yet. Ooh. He's yet to be ruled out.
How many I got to get?
150. 100, if they get 150.
How many do I have to
150?
Get?
150.
150. Why is it going to be so high?
They gave up 264 last week.
Yeah, but that guy's a monster.
Okay.
All right, I'll take the under.
I'm not forcing you to take the under.
No, you kind of are the way you inflected.
Do you want
you inflected my ass.
Do you want the over?
I'm going to take the. That's too many yards.
150 okay. is not that many yards.
That's huge.
Spread amongst a team.
Oh, total offense.
No. Rushing.
Rushing offense.
Yes.
All right, I'll take the over on that.
Okay.
They look terrible.
Okay.
Over.
Again.
All right, pick is in.
You are so frustrating. God damn it.
But you do this.
I.
You muck up the waters and you wonder why I can't swim.
Geno, Alvin Kamara, Mark Ingram, the running backs for the Saints, neither of them have practiced yet this week. Now, there's no official word that they'll be out, but it's not looking good on a short turnaround. The Bills, even with last week's game, are only giving up on average 100 yards rushing per week. They're getting back Tremaine Edmonds, as you brought up. Over, under, 150 yards rushing allowed by the Bills defense tomorrow night.
This is fishy, Pat. What do you know? You know something, because this seems really high here. The under is the pick here because the Saints don't have any running backs for this game.
Well, okay, so there's two ways to look at this, and I used the Bills last week as an example. There are those who believe that the running back gets you the yards. There are those who believe that the offensive line gets you the yards. For example, Matt Breida last week. Nobody knows who Matt Breida is outside of Western New York. He's a leading rusher for the Bills. Ripped off a couple of great yards, right? There could be some guy, and look, we all remember what Willie Parker did in a game that the Bills needed to have to make the playoffs. What was it, 10 years ago now?
Slick Willie.
Showing up, shut up.
So this will be the Tony Jones Jr. game we could have.
I mean, look, is it possible that the Saints, the rest of the NFL, saw on film how to run against the Bills? And are
I don't think the Bills are going to allow it. I think what they'll do is they'll put Micah Hyde down low, so I'm going to go with the under on this. They're not going to allow the Saints to run.
All right, so Geno is under 150 yards rushing as a team for the Saints. Danger over under 150 yards rushing for the Saints tomorrow
against
the Bills.
Come on, Brian,
boy. I'm taking the under. Look, the key for the Bills defense, you're going to want to stop that run at all costs. Force Trevor Siemian, the quarterback of the Saints, is terrible. Force him to beat you.
Even that name. You can't take a guy named Trevor Siemian literally.
It's a very New Orleans name, though, don't you think?
No.
No?
How is it a New Orleans name?
I don't know. It sounds like it.
Great. All right, so both boys disagree with Tommy, both going under on 150 yards rushing. With that being said, let's get to our second prediction from me. Tommy does it like it is Wednesday. Here the breaker on CMF. Over, under, one half a missed field goal for Bills kicker Tyler Bass.
So he only has to miss one?
And he miss. And yeah. Is he going to make them all or is he going to miss them all? By the way, if he doesn't kick a field goal, you win.
Yeah, he may miss one.
Ooh.
No, because it's reported that he's come down with the yips.
Did not say that.
No.
All right, I think he may miss one.
So you're going to take the over half a miss?
Yeah, probably.
All right. Man. I mean,
I'm listening to you.
You saw he
the
listened.
The Bills don't have any hesitation to put him in a tough spot, like, you know, a 50-yard field goal.
He makes those kicks. Yeah. I mean, it's nothing for him
but
to
if
hit
he's
a 50-yarder.
But he's turning into a head case.
He missed two in the wind and the rain.
I know, but I'm hearing yipping.
All right. Danger 0 for 2 last week, but really, really hard kicks to make and really, really bad circumstances. He's kicking in a dome this week, but remember, he's still a kid. He's only midway through his second NFL season. How much is his confidence shaken after last week? Because that second miss was a bad, bad miss. Over, under, one half a missed field goal for Tyler Bass.
In a dome. Kid's been rocks. He's been rock solid all season long.
Got the yips. I'm hearing he's a head case,
I'm taking the under. He's going to be fine.
All right. Geno? If we're going to play the averages here, you're a baseball guy. You're going to play the percentages. I mean, odds would say, even with missing two last week, he's been almost perfect for the rest of the season. Does the yips carry over from last week, or are we good in a dome, Tyler Bass?
Yeah, I was going to say there's no wind or rain here inside, Tom.
Yeah, so, but his head. You kick with your head, not with your foot, son.
You will
know that.
You will fall even further behind danger and I.
AM Tommy says no good.
You started to dress like me, man.
Bro, you guys are wearing the same clothing.
You look like me if I was homeless.
You are homeless. You live in another woman's house. No, this is freaking me out. You're in the exact same
I came
He's
in
trying
and
to be me, man. This kid's trying to be
Oh,
me.
No. Don't take a picture.
You're take a picture.
No photos, please, Gene. No photos.
No.
All right, so over, under, one half a missed kick for
under.
Under. Under. All right. So
I say crush your legs, but I don't want you to have a stroke.
Mike Danger, Gene Battaglia, hanging out with us. A very special Recap of Tommy Tells It Like It Is on a Primetime Wednesday for the Bills. Tomorrow night live on CMF. Let's get to our third prediction from this morning here on CMF. Over under 30 points scored by the Bills tomorrow night.
So 30, I will take the under on that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Why?
Because I think they stink. And I don't think they're going to fix it in 3 days.
Okay. You think they stink?
They stink, and they ain't fixing it in 3 days. And one of those days is a travel day to New Orleans.
Okay.
So what are they fixing in 2 days?
Now you're trying to sound professional. One of those days of travel.
Somebody gets the NFL Network.
Dude, yeah. Mm, yeah.
The short turnaround's a disadvantage for them.
Banged up. Stink game. Can't stink fix it in game. Time.
By the way, ready. The Eagles gave up four. I'm sorry. The Saints gave up four to the Eagles last week. They've only had 3 days to prepare. What makes you think they can fix that?
Because they're home.
Travel day.
Big losing
factor.
A travel day on top of that, man.
So that one day is going to be the difference.
Yep.
One day.
Yeah, you heard it here first.
Okay. All right, Gino. I'm going to say something. The Bills have had 5 games over 30 points scored this season. The Bills have had 3 games where they scored over 40. And they have 2 games where they haven't scored 20, including a game against Jacksonville where they didn't score a touchdown. Danger brought up the inconsistency point earlier in the segment. They are a roller coaster if you look at points scored throughout the season. Do they bounce back against a Saints defense that allowed 40 to the Eagles last week?
I'm going under here, but not for that reason.
Ooh.
Well, Thursday football is usually crap.
Okay.
Usually you can't execute, so I'm saying the Bills win this game, but they're not going to get the 30.
Okay.
Look at that.
Oh.
Look at that.
Well, look at that. You guys start dressing alike, you start thinking alike.
Coming around.
Came along here. We just got to get in one of those loud-ass, weird-ass shirts to put underneath that zip-up thing.
You just want
to
get a loud, weird-ass face.
Danger, 30 points. You would think with this offense seems like nothing for the Bills, but again, the inconsistency. Do the Bills get to 30 points tomorrow night?
I'm taking the under.
Sweep.
Oh! Total sweep.
Why?
For all the reasons Gene said. I think it's a Thursday night game, less practice time. They're cramming everything into this week to try and get right. I think that they win this game as well, but I think it's going to be a sloppy game on both sides of the ball.
All right, so it's lack of execution due to time, not because the offense is not good. I mean, where's your head at with the offense?
I think the offense is fine. The offensive line is a problem when Spencer Brown isn't in there, but I think the offense is fine. It really didn't have a problem with Brian. I mean, look, ideally you want to hand the ball off to your running backs more than 8 times in a game. I think they had 13 rushes against the Colts, but they were down early. And
14-0, yeah.
Yeah, and they went to the pass. So I don't have a problem with this offense.
All right, our first sweeparoo. In fact, the first agreement at all, period,
I'll
here this morning. All right, let's get to our fourth prediction from a Tommy Tells It Like It Is Wednesday Prime Time. Here at the Break Room and CMF. Do the Bills win? And if they do they do it by 6?
No.
Oh,
and
wow.
No. This is going to be a stinker of a game, man.
Really?
So you're predicting like back-to-back stinker games.
This is going to be Southern stink. Southern stink? It's got nasty, swampy-ass stank.
If I'm not mistaken, this is the first game you've picked the Bills to lose this season.
Yeah, I think it is.
Maybe.
And it's against the Saints?
Yep. Southern ball, son.
The Bills
can turn these things around. Big, tough Southern kids.
No, but if you're talking desperation, the Bills are in a way more desperate spot than the Saints are right now.
I understand.
Okay, so just to be clear.
Wait, what we got going on today?
You have the Bills losing this game tomorrow night. Okay. Danger, the Bills open as 4.5-point favorites. The Kamara and Ingram news pushing their 5.5 yesterday. Do the Bills win? And if they do they do it by 6?
The Bills win, but they don't cover.
Ooh,
wow.
That's a push. Gene's going to hate me because I think I'm taking his score 24-20 Bills.
Whoa!
That's a squeak.
All right, hold on. Let me
ask. Sad. That's sad. If they win, that's sad.
No, it's not.
It's a sad win.
Gene brought up a great point that it's Thursday
night
football.
He's a great kid. I love this kid.
Okay, I said Brian-Z. Gene.
I used to call him Brian-Z.
I'm talking about Gene, not Danger. Yeah. Gene brought up a great point a second ago that Thursday night football is sloppy football. Mm. Are you predicting, and he's right, like it's low scoring, are you predicting a close game or a backdoor cover for the Saints?
Backdoor cover.
Okay. Gino, do the Bills win? Do they do it by 6 points?
I'll agree with Tommy on this point.
Ooh,
the game will smell.
Backdoor Gene.
The game will smell, but it will be the Bills 24-13.
Ooh!
The defense shows up in this game.
All right.
So they're kind of with me on this
one.
No,
Danger was with you.
Not gonna
and Danger had them winning
the
game.
They're not going to be dazzling. It's not going to be the Alan Diggs show.
No, you didn't say.
Roll over everybody.
You didn't say that they wouldn't be dazzling. You said they were going to lose and it was going to be a stinker.
And they're saying if it is a win, it's going to be a pathetic win. No, it's going to be sloppy and boring.
Nobody said that's pathetic. A win is a win. They don't ask how. They ask how many.
Yeah, okay. Till you lose or you win sloppily.
No, if you lose, Let's get to our final prediction, our bonus pick this morning, which is, by the way, the worst pick you've ever had in your history.
Or maybe I just blew your mind, man.
Go ahead, Kimmy. Go.
Not so fast, buddy. Mm. I say this is Josh's worst game.
Wow.
And I think there's going to start going to say, what do we do about Josh Allen?
Oh, my God. Why?
I think the shine comes off of that kid in this game where he looks inept.
So you're saying Lighthouse Boy?
Lighthouse Boy, and he may be saying, what do we do moving forward with Josh Allen?
By worst game, you mean like the least yards he's ever thrown?
I just think it's
like
going to be his worst performance of the season.
Worst performance of the season. Are we talking yardage? Yeah, are we talking interception?
Like overall performance.
No, because you're going to come back in here.
No, that's my pick, overall performance.
No, that's not a thing. Because you don't know what overall performance is.
In that dome will suck.
Last week, you were like, Cole Beasley is going to be the MVP of the game. He's going to have a touchdown at 60 yards, which would not make anyone the MVP of anything.
What do you want from me?
Give me yardage. Under 200?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah? In a dome? You dumbass?
Because he's no good. What happened to the kid?
You're saying he's no good before the game even happens.
Yes. I say this is going to be his worst performance of the year. Mm-hmm. And they may be saying we may have to get Mitch out there.
I can't even look at you right now.
The old Mitcheroo.
He threw a pick. Gene, bonus pick. Is Josh Allen's performance so bad that it's the worst of his career and they start calling for Mitchell Trubisky?
I like how Tommy always tries to leave these open-ended now because he's always so wrong. He'll try to argue his point. Thank you, Pat, for pinning him down on a number. He will throw for over 200 yards in this game. Easy. Tommy, take it to the bank.
Thoughts, Tommy?
About Gene or Josh Allen? I think they both suck. And their best years are behind them.
So. According to you, I never had any best years.
Okay. Yeah, so true. So true. Look at you.
Danger. Does Josh Allen play so poorly that it's the worst performance of his career and people are calling for the Trubisky?
Yeah. Did you see Josh Allen getting benched on national TV, Thanksgiving is so bad that they benched their franchise quarterback for Mitch Trubisky.
$250 million because Mitch Trubisky on national television. You idiot!
Here he comes, buddy.
You are such an idiot.
Future Hall of Famer.
Mitch Trubisky.
Yeah, he played in Chicago.
Yes, he did. They ran him out of there without offering a contract extension. Bro, he threw a pick last week. A bad pick.
Boy, they put the kid in a bad spot.
He was playing against the backup defense for the Colts.
Well, Josh wasn't doing any better.
No, he did.
Well, yeah, why'd they pull him?
He threw 2 touchdowns. They pulled him because the game was over.
Man, those are some trash-ass touchdowns.
It was the second drive, you idiot.
Oh.
So, Danger, just to be clear, no. Okay, great. Yeah, that's a no.
All right, go ahead. No. I'm going to be laughing on Monday.
When Mitchell Trubisky comes in as the new starting quarterback for the Bills,
mm-hmm.
4 months after they signed Josh Allen to a $250 million contract.
Yeah. Okay. You know they're regretting that right now.
They're 6-4.
Yeah. Kid hasn't even played a full good game yet.
Bro, he has over 400.
Yeah, he had one good game. One good game.
Last week, he was the favorite for league MVP.
Like in Vegas. He was the betting odds favorite in Vegas.
But that's done. That is done.
Yeah, until this week, if he goes out and lights it up again. Who's a better quarterback in the AFC?
Right now,
who's a better quarterback in the AFC? Who?
I don't know.
No, name one. Go ahead. He sucks. You can't name one quarterback that's better in the AFC?
Mahomes.
Get out of my face.
Mahomes is the best guy in the league.
Is he?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's looked really good this year.
They're coming around, buddy.
All right, coming around, buddy. Well, you're telling me that they hit a rough spot?
That kid's prime time.
You're telling me that he hit a rough spot and managed to figure it out?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Turned it around.
Huh. Huh.
What?
Dumbass.
That kid's better than Josh, man.
God.
He's not even a good actor. Mahomes is an actor. He's funny. He's got timing.
Mahomes?
He's got cool suits.
All right, I'm done talking to you.
He's got a cool hat.
Are you talking about the winter hat that he wears in that? Never done.
No. When he comes into the stadium, he's got the cool hat.
I'm talking to Gene now. Gene, Mike Danger, Gene Battaglia.
You could also use a cool hat.
Yeah, you might be good as a hat guy. Have you tried being a hat guy?
I have, yes.
Hat, mask, scarf, burka.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.